Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Silchar Technologies Q4 FY26 earnings call hosted by Avendus Spark. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alay Jaishah, Chairman and Managing Director from Silchar Technologies. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Before we open the floor for questions, I would like to walk you through our performance for Q4 and the full year FY26 and share some update on our operational and financial performance. For the full year 26, Silchar Technologies delivered revenue from operation of rupees 652 crores, reflecting around 5% growth year on year, with EBITDA of rupees 190 crores and an EBITDA margin of 29%. Profit after tax for the year stood at rupees 158 crores, up 8% on year on year basis, with an EPS of rupees 138. These numbers, while healthy in absolute terms, could have been notably better as the year closed with a weaker than expected Q4 driven by two distinct and external factors that I will address shortly. On a five-year basis, Silchar's compounding story remains strong, with revenue, EBITDA and PAT growing at CAGRs of 38%, 77% and 83% respectively. Turning to Q4 specifically, revenue from operation came in at 152 crores with EBITDA margin at 21% and PAT at rupees 28 crores. Two developments weighted on Q4 dispatches. First, the uncertainty around U.S. tariff policy in the preceding quarters, moderated order intake from U.S. customers, specifically in Q3, while order inflows recovered through Q4, dispatches remain slow given the lower order intake in preceding quarter and the interim policy uncertainty at the time. With subsequent U.S. tariff policy amendments and a firm demand outlook from U.S. customers, both order intake and deliveries have picked up, notably in Q1 financial year 27. Second, a significant volume of shipments scheduled for delivery to Middle East customers in March 26 could not be dispatched due to the crisis in West Asia and the resulting logistics disruptions. These shipments have been deferred and not cancelled. Dispatches to the region resumed in April, and the situation has improved considerably since then. Both of these factors were temporarily in nature, and we expect Silchar to resume its growth trajectory from the coming quarter. This will be supported by the structured demand across power transmission, distribution, and renewable energy. On the domestic front, demand has remained firm. India commissioned 55 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity in year 26, a record high, and this sustained momentum continues to underpin strong order inflows in our domestic renewable transformer business. Coming to our balance sheet, Silchar remains debt-free with cash and cash equivalents of rupees 246 crores at the end of financial year 26, a part of which will be used to financing our ongoing capex. Operating cash flow for the year stood at rupees 192 crores. On our capex project, our Gavasad expansion number 3, which will add 6,500 MVA, and take our total installed capacity to 14,000 MVA, remains on track for commissioning in April 27. Civil foundation work for the site is completed. PEB erection and utility infrastructure work is currently in progress, and all major production equipment has been ordered. The capital expenditure of approximately 120 crore is being funded entirely through internal accruals. For financial year 27, we expect to run our existing 7,500 MVA capacity at almost full utilization, and the new facility will drive the next leg of growth from financial year 27-28 onwards. Our business outlook remains strong with order visibility for financial year 27 of approximately rupees 800 crore, supported by robust inquiries from both domestic and export customers. The global transformer demand remains favorable. Domestically, investments in grid infrastructure, T&D capacity, and the ongoing build of renewable provide strong visibility. With these remarks, I would like to open the floor for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two per question. We have first question from the line of Ayush D from Service Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just trying to understand on the gross margin compression, could you just throw some light in terms of which aspect of our RM basket has taken a hit? Because clearly we have gross margin compression and just trying to understand which part of the RM basket has taken a hit.
Yeah, so in Q4, basically, you know, our export is considerably less. Main reason for that is that, you know, we could not ship out the transformers in March due to this, you know, Middle East crisis. And that has, you know, reduced our export compared to the domestic. And that has changed the ratio of our raw material consumption. And secondly, I mean, all the raw material prices have gone up, but in month of March specifically, we were hit by the increase in oil price. So these are the two main factors which has created problem in, I mean, which has increased the consumption of raw material.
Understood, sir. And just a follow-up, sir, given the nature of the inflation in our RM basket as well, are we taking any price hikes and have you had any dialogue with your customers in terms of accepting these price hikes? Any, just to give us an understanding of what is going on that front.
Yes, yes. So we have approached to almost all customers for the price increase, revision in price. And active, you know, dialogues are going on. I mean, some of the customers have already agreed for the price increase. And with some customers, we are still under discussion. So, and the good thing is that this price increase is known to each and everyone. Even our customer understands the, you know, the increase in raw material cost. So, I think slowly we are able to get the price increase from all our customers.
Understood, sir. And also, sir, when do you see...
Mr. Ayush, sorry for the interruption. Please rejoin the queue for more for follow-up question.
Sure.
Please rejoin the... Okay. We have next question from the line of Shrinik Mehta from Indo Alps Wealth GM. PH, please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible? I just wanted to understand a little bit about how the first quarter of the current year will fare. So broadly speaking, we have lost 80-90 crores of sales in the quarter four because of this Middle Eastern crisis. What proportion of this would be added additionally to the Q1 or Q2 sales expected?
Yeah. So, you know, the, like I said in my opening remark, the shipping has already resumed and we have already started shipping out transformers, which we were not able to ship in month of March. And slowly, slowly that situation is, you know, becoming normal. And we have a very strong order book. As of now, we have an order book of almost 452 crores. Yes, we are discussing with all our customers regarding the price revision. So once that is settled, the normal operation will take place and we are feeling quite confident about the Q1.
Any guidance, say, for the first half or for the full financial year FY27, are you targeting 800 crore sales or more or less?
No, so our target for the entire year is 800 crores, and that we are very confident to achieve.
And any clues on the first half? That will be majority increase in first half?
I won't be able to, you know, give you the exact figures, but it will be a normal quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have next question from the line of Pankaj from Axis Cap. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. A quick question I have is, and you explained the Middle East crisis actually impacted your Q4. So can we get at least some numbers for the actuals for the month of April this year, April 26, and how do they compare it with April 25?
As far as the export is concerned, I think we'll do pretty much same as the previous quarter. It will be a normal quarter as far as the export is concerned. The local domestic shipments will also be in, you know, quite a healthy way, except that, you know, there might be some time taken for, you know, discussing about the price revision. But otherwise, we don't, you know, anticipate any major issues in quarter one.
But is it possible for you to give the actual numbers for April, sir?
No, unfortunately, I won't be able to give you the number.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Akash from NV Alpha Fund. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just wanted to understand, I believe, in terms of margins, both on the gross and EBITDA margins, we have almost taken a 7 to 8% kind of a hit. One of the reasons, like you stated, is that our exports in March were halted due to the Middle East war. To the amount of 70 to 80 crores. But then would our margins be similar to what we have achieved in the past, like in the last quarter and the year before?
So in month of March, export as well as for the price increase of all the commodities, that has impacted the EBITDA margin. And yes, if this situation would not have been there, we would have done similar margin as what we did in Q1, Q2, and Q3.
Understood. Just a follow-up on that, what kind of inventory levels do we work on? Secondly, if you could quantify the gap in margins, that is the 7 to 8% delta that we have in this quarter as against the previous quarters, if you can split it and quantify the amount of hit due to lack of us being able to export the transformers, and the second reason that you mentioned, that is the inflation commodity prices, if you could just quantify that, and these three things, yeah.
You want to know the inventory we keep in terms of rupees in value?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And in terms of months or days also will help, both value and month.
No, so I mean as of year end March 31st, we have a total inventory of close to 100 crores. And...
Okay.
I mean, of course, the export business has higher margin than the domestic business. And because of the less export in month of March, our EBITDA has, come down.
Okay, so at any point of time, we have only around 10 to 15% of first phase of inventory levels.
Mr. Akash, sorry for the interruption. Please rejoin for the follow-up question.
Yeah.
We have next question from the line of Hetal Shah from Dal Buruj. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, what would be the export-domestic mix for the quarter? Secondly, the guidance on the EBITDA margin front for FY27 and the quantum of dispatches that were delayed in March, if you could. Yeah, these are my questions.
Yeah, so in Q4, our total export was around 52 crores and the domestic is around 100 crores. And export, we could not ship in the tune of almost like 35-40 crores in month of March.
Okay, fine. And sir, yeah, I mean, you've already given the top line guidance for FY27. So on terms of margins, would it be the same 29-31%?
Yeah, we'll do our best to maintain the same margin or even increase the margin.
Okay, fine. And sir, Middle East exposure in FY25 would be what percentage of your revenue?
You mean the coming year?
No, FY25 and this year.
So, for the total turnover, we did almost 30% sales, 30% revenue came from the export to Middle East in FY25-26.
Okay. And sir, previous year would be how much?
Sorry for the interruption, Mr. Hetal Shah. Please rejoin you for the follow-up question.
No, that was just a part of the question that I asked.
I think it was about same. I mean, you can check the balance sheet.
Fine.
Okay. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two per question. We have next question from the line of Naman Pramar from Nivesha Investment. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know currently what is the percentage cost of the transformer in the overall transformer volume?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, the percentage cost of the transformer oil in the transformer.
Transformer oil, I think it depends on transformer because, it varies from different rating of transformers to different application of transformers, but it is somewhere between 8% to 12%.
Okay, understood. And secondly, on the lead time currently, what you are seeing the lead time for specific for the higher KV class transformers, specific for the power transformer?
So power transformer, whatever we make right now, we are able to supply within, 12 to 16 weeks.
Okay, 12 to 16 week.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Comment.
We have next question from the line of Kunal Mehta from Ingrate Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Very good evening. So my first question is, do you think we'll be able to get back to historical EBITDA margins of 30% now? And will the price revision... Does the price discussion with the customers lead to similar margins that we used to make on the gross and EBITDA level?
Yes, like I said earlier, we will do our best to maintain the same similar margin what we have been doing in past few years.
And sir, just a little broader picture, on how is the competitive landscape in the overseas and maybe some light on how are we going to expand beyond the 6,500 MVA capacity that will come next year? So anything that we have planned, let's say, over a three-year view, what is it that, Silchar wants to achieve? If you can throw some light on that. Not numbers, just a basic sense on...
So once this, expansion takes place and once we start fully utilizing this new facility, we can do a turnover of around 1,500 crores.
Okay.
And of course, we have a plan for further expansion. So we'll not wait for this new facility to be utilized 100%. I'm sure that we'll do some further expansion. We'll plan it and we will announce it in future.
And who is the major driver being USA in this, in the 1,500 crore or Middle East?
No, it will be a combination of everything, domestic and export.
Okay. And in domestic, how is the pricing situation?
Mr. Kunal Mehta, please, sorry for interrupting, please rejoin the queue for the follow-up question.
Okay. Yeah, join the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Nikuj Bhanushali from Wallford PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So the first question is, what is the current scenario in terms of transformer oil pricing, and how much is the hike in the commodity, raw material?
So oil prices have become almost double than what we used to buy, in month of February. So February till today, it has increased to almost 100%. And all other commodity has increased in range of, 10% to 25%.
And that is still there. I mean, none of this has subsided in the current months.
No. Nothing.
Okay. And my second question is, with the new facility coming up, do we have any plans to move up the higher voltage class? So I think up till now, we just make transformers till 132 kV class. So the new
facility what we are making will have a capacity to make transformers up to 160 MVA to 20 kV class.
Okay. And do we have any plans to get the PGCIL approval for that?
Of course, yeah. Once the facility is ready, we will be going for all the different approvals.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
We have next question from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Enox Capital Venture Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. First question is on the margins front. Considering the capacities in India right now, do you really think domestic customers will agree to pass on the price hike, sir? In the commodity?
Yes, because everybody is demanding price rise, and everybody knows that the prices have gone up drastically. So if they don't accept, I don't think anybody will supply them any transformer, because nobody will do business in loss.
Okay, and so far, any domestic player agreed to it for
future? Yes, we have already received a couple of price revision, and we have already resumed supply to them.
Understood. And second question is on the guidance for FY27. I remember in last con call, people were speaking about 850 to 900 CR for FY27, right? And now we are speaking about 800. Considering that you have mentioned initially, like, things are getting normalized now and we are having the capacities to do that 850-900 CR, then why we are not looking for that target, sir?
We are looking for that target. I mean, it will be 800 to 850 CR. Just conservatively, I am saying 800. But, of course, we will try and do...
If we were targeting 900, then 850, then now we are speaking about 800. So that's the reason I want to understand, sir.
So it can reach to 900 also. I mean, it's not that we are not targeting, but we have to take a conservative approach when we, say any figures. And if you look at our past track record, I mean, whatever figure we have said, we have always done more. We will try and do whatever best possible, whatever maximum is possible.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two per question. We have next question from the line of Abhijit Singh from Systematic. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, sorry to harp on the question again. Just want to understand the gross margin impact on this quarter. There is a severe impact on a Q1Q and Y1Y basis. Sir, and as far as I understand, there are a couple of forces acting, and one of them is, of course, the commodity price. And there's also, you know, some of the imports that we do, and the depreciation in rupees also impacting the increased costs. Sir, since the extent of increase for some of the commodities like oil is double in a month or 2 months, sir, what percentage of it is something that we can pass on to the end customer? Because I am sure there will be a limit to the absorption of the end customer as well. So how does this gross margin, you know, look like going forward in Q1 and Q2? Because I believe some of these forces will you know, sustain even in the quarters going ahead. So what is our position within this entire situation to pass on the increased cost of input and all the other costs?
So, I mean, frankly speaking, whatever orders we have on hand, you know, it will be, I mean, we will have to convince our customer to, you know, absorb the price increase. And we will be, I mean, we'll have to accommodate our customer's request also. But going right. forward, this is a temporary situation. Going forward, whatever new inquiries we get, of course, we'll be quoting, you know, higher price considering the present raw material cost. So then there will be no impact on the, you know, margin.
Right, right. But the existing order book that we have, so as long as we execute the existing order book, that impact might remain.
Not really, because if customer has placed an order with an, you know, delivery in say Q2 or Q3, I mean, they will have to give us the price rise.
Okay, so you can also, there's a possibility to negotiate on the existing contracts that we have.
Of course, yes.
Right, sir. Thanks a lot for answering. That's it from me.
A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two per question. We have next question from the line of Kaushal Sharma from Inox Capital Venture Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so sir, my question is on your Q4 sales. Like you said that our Q4 has been impacted due to export and 30 to 35 crores of revenue has been stressed to the next quarter. So if we add this 30 to 35 crores in our Q4 numbers, that it comes to be around 192 crore. It is still less than the Q4 25 number, 231. So the degrowth in the revenues is, you think that there is some overcapacity in the transformer or the competition intensity in this lower KV class is increasing? That is the reason of this?
I would not look at it that way. I mean, you have to look at the, you know, do the comparison on year-to-year basis. So if we would have added about, you know, 35 crores of export in March, then our growth from 623, so it would have been to, you know, almost close to 700 crores. So that is higher than the previous year's turnover.
But it is less than the Q4 25 number. Q4 25, 231 crores of revenue in the last quarter of the previous year.
I mean, it is. It's very. You know, difficult to compare from quarter to quarter. I mean, it all depends on the, you know, order position. So, you know, if you have done in previous quarter, say, higher turnover, that does not mean that you end up doing, you know, more turnover in the next quarter. And we are running almost at full capacity, almost. So, it's difficult to compare.
So, as of now, the demand is good in the distribution transformer.
Sorry, please, can you repeat again?
I'm saying that as of now, there is a good demand in distribution and the competition intensity is quite less and there is no situation of overcapacity as of now.
Yeah, demand is very good and the order position is also very good and we anticipate that new, more and more demand is going to come for the market segment what we are catering.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Yash Gupta from Asit Kotecha Family Office. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Sir, if we take the revenue of 650 crore for FY26 and 75 crores of the revenue that we are not able to book due to supply issue, So that's add up to 725. And for next year, we are targeting 800 crores. Out of that, 75 crores will come from this current month revenue. So do you think we are not projecting any growth for FY27?
We are projecting growth. Like I said, the growth will not be very substantial, and this has been discussed in previous investor meets also, because we are running almost at the full capacity. And once the new capacity, which will be added in year 27-28, then we will see a multiple growth.
Okay. If you look at like from 7,500 to 14,000 MVA we are going to do in next year, while our all the major players are also doing adding up the capacity, how confident we are in the industry that demand will be absorbed from the supply?
So like I said, it's not, I mean, everybody is expanding right now. And but at the same time, if you look at the numbers and if you look at the, you know, demand being generated, I think there is enough, you know, orders in the market, you know, for which everybody can, you know, cater to. So I don't think, because there is a strong demand in the market, the expansion will not be, I mean, very difficult for us to get the new orders. We are very confident that we'll be able to, you know, get the orders and start the production and utilize the capacity to its fullest.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Chinmay Dehani from Sattva Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, I wanted to understand what kind of commodity inflation we are facing. So, what are the items which are getting expensive and how much it is? And I wanted to link it to suppose if there is a 10 to 15% kind of increase in the cost of commodities itself, then from a 650-700 base to reaching to an 800 base is just the pricing increase for almost, say, 8-10%. So, can you throw some light on the commodity price thing and individual commodities also into this?
So, I mean, I can tell you that right now the commodity prices have gone up by 10 to 25% depending on the, you know, raw material. And oil is, has specifically gone up by 100%. What will happen in coming months, we have no idea. If suppose the situation improves and if there the crisis gets over in Middle East, the prices may come down to the original level. So it's very difficult to, you know, calculate based on the inflation. I mean, nobody can predict that.
Okay, so indirectly, do you have any scope for any kind of volume growth in the coming year, even a 5%, 8% kind of volume growth?
In terms of MVA, we will be growing for financial year 26-27.
Can you give how much have you done for FY26?
Sorry?
How much was the FY26 MVA?
It is almost 6,000 MVA.
Okay, so out of 7,500 capacity, we have done only 6,000.
Mr. Chinmay, sorry for the interruption. Please rejoin the queue for the follow-up question.
So it's just a continuation of that, if he can reply. On the capacity utilization part.
Hello.
Sir, we take the next question. Next question from the line of Pratik Srivastav from Nivesh Wisdom. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. My question is on the capacity utilization. Sir, on FY25, our capacity utilization was 77%. In FY26, the capacity utilization was 79%. Now, if you're saying that the demand has been so strong, my first question is why the utilization has gone up by only 2 percentage points?
I think I already explained that, you know, because of Q4, this crisis of shipping and logistics, we were not able to ship out many transformers. And that is why the, you know, the sales have gone down.
Okay. Just one clarification. The capacity utilization that has been given on the presentation is on the basis of dispatches. We have obviously produced more and we are carrying that as closing stock as of 31st March, which will be dispatched in the coming year. So the utilization in terms of production is higher. We are not at liberty to share that, but it is higher than 79%. The 79% or almost 6,000 MVA is the dispatches that we have done in 26.
Okay, got it. Yes, I think that is very important point to be clarified in presentations. Otherwise, it is very confusing and this thing. So, thank you again for the confirmation. Now, my second question is that now we are saying in by FY27 we are going to increase that to 100%. Now, my first question is it even practically possible? Are there no downtimes? Are there no maintenance windows?
So we have never said that we will be utilizing 100%, but we would be, you know, trying our best to reach to our that goal. Like I said, demand is strong, and we will, you know, do our best to, you know, get more and more orders executed.
Okay, but then if I look at your implied realization, you will actually have to use around 9,500% utilization to reach your 800 crore top line growth. Because your implied realization today is around 11 lakh per MVA. And now given, you know, you have to use around 7,500 into 11, that gets you to around 825 crore. Which means that around 100%
utilization. I understand your point, but that is a, you know, thumb rule calculation. We are not sure what is going to be the commodity price, what will be the costing for MVA, you know, going forward. So that figure may change, you know. I mean, if suppose that copper aluminum price goes down, the calculation will change. If it goes up beyond today's level, again, the entire calculation will change.
Got it. Okay, my second question is on your 220 kV. Now, there is, I think, known this thing that in the industry that there is a shortage of bushing. Are you going to face that? What is your take on that? And who are your suppliers for this?
So right now, our supplier is, you know, Yes High Voltage. They are also based in Baroda. And we have a good business relation with them. And we even plan to import also from China. So...
Got it. Okay, thank you. So you won't say shortage to make the transfer?
It is not a shortage. I think the lead time is quite long, and if we maintain some inventory, then I think we should be okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Madhu Agrawal from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Shah. So, looking forward to the new facility that we're introducing, can you give us some indication as to by when we expect it to be fully ramped up on utilization?
So, the production will start from April 27 onwards. And, of course, the approval for the higher transformer will take some time, because once the facility is ready, we'll have to, you know, apply, we'll have to do registration. Our customer will come and do the, you know, audit of our facility, and then the actual production will start. But meanwhile, we will not, you know, leave the production facility ideal. We will, you know, start taking more and more orders for the solar and wind projects and start manufacturing in that facility. And once we start getting approvals and orders for the power transformer, we will reduce the solar and wind transformers in that facility and start making power transformers.
Understood. So in your experience, could we then expect to see the full impact of the new facility in, say, FY29?
I would say, FY29-30, yes, you can say that.
FY29-30, thank you. And then for the 450 crore order book that we have right now, what percentage of that is exports?
Almost, I would say, around 30%. 30-32%.
Got it. And just to follow up on that, in the previous calls we talked about how U.S. customers are currently, or at least back in Q2, they were willing to absorb the impact of the tariffs. Are we still finding that they are willing to absorb it, or is there more pushback on that front?
No, so right now there is no tariff now. I mean, whatever tariff is there, it is applicable to, you know, each and every country. So we are back in business now. We are competing with our competitors, you know, very easily. And we have already started getting orders from U.S. customers.
So then, so what would you attribute the lower export mix? Because this is much lower than our order book historically, the export component.
It's because of the Middle East dispatch.
Okay, just because of dispatch. And that's affecting the order
yes.
flow as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Mr. Subham Thrott from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
So, sir, I wanted to know your guidance in terms of volumes. So, you mentioned we did around 6,000 MVA in FY26. What kind of numbers are we targeting for FY27?
Around 7,000 MVA.
Okay. And my second question is, so our effective utilization in FY26 was 79%. So, what is the optimum number that we can go up to? I mean that 100% won't be practically possible, but at what level we can catch it up to?
So, you know, if like I said earlier, if we would have been able to ship out the transformers to Middle East in month of March, that utilization would have gone up, you know, to maybe 82-83%. And ideally, you know, in any facility up to 90-95% considered to be a good utilization. And we plan to do that for this coming year.
Okay. Okay, got it. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Reshma Jain from VVD Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Reshma Jain here. So I have two questions. First is with respect to inventory. You mentioned that you couldn't do dispatches, but when I look at inventory of FY26 and versus FY25, it is almost similar, 92 odd crores. So if the dispatches might not have happened, so I was just wondering how should one look at it?
So, I mean, you need to consider even the work in progress inventory and which is also there. And, of course, you know, when in the beginning of March shipping issue took place, we had to stop the production. I mean, we did not convert it into the finished goods because then storage and everything would be a problem. And once the situation became normal, we already started dispatching in month of April.
Understood. Clear. So the second question is with respect to your order book of 452 crores. So one is that I could see in the industry a lot of companies have a back-to-back kind of raw material hedging policy. So just wanted to understand your approach here. One is that you could ask customer to take price hike as you mentioned in your comments. But the second is the contract itself, which is the contract has price escalation kind of terms into it, and what is our hedging policy?
So, you know, in the previous meet also we have said this, that whenever we get an order, we immediately book, you know, either copper or aluminium, and we don't take any risk on that. But in this specific situation, the prices have gone up suddenly and very drastically, where all our suppliers whatever orders we had placed, they are also not able to get the raw material at lower price, and then they were demanding, or they are demanding, you know, price rise. So this is a very, unique situation. It's in a, force majeure condition where everybody is demanding price rise, even though, the material is booked or the order is placed. And similar way, we are approaching to our customer with the same force majeure condition and asking for the price rise. We do have some orders right now which are based on the PV clause where we are not worried about anything because whatever the EMA PV says at the time of dispatch, we will, charge accordingly to the customer. But whatever orders are there at the fixed time, we are demanding price raise.
Understood, sir. Clear. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Himanshu Shivhare from MB Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, my question is, what percentage of cost is oil of the total cost? And just another clarification, once the war resumes in Hormuz or like the shipping situation gets better, so we already have the shipping, the goods that are to be shipped to them ready, right? So that revenue can be realized soon thereafter, right?
So I think I already replied, oil is depending on the transformer, but it is anywhere between 8% to 12% of the total transformer cost. And of course, customers still want transformer very badly. It is only because of the shipping we are not able to dispatch. And the shipping has already, somewhat become normal. So we have started dispatching transformers in month of April.
Okay.
And pretty soon, I think, situation will become normal.
All right. Thank you so much.
We have next question from the line of Bhavya from Greece. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My first question was that I wanted to know how much in this year have we done sale to U.S. and how do you see the U.S. transformer opportunity evolving over the next 2 to 3 years?
So we have done around 18-19% of our revenue has come from the U.S. export. And this year, U.S. was like up and down because, in August last year, U.S. announced a tariff of 50% on Indian goods, where we lost some orders. Now it has come down to, 10%. So now we are able to compete and we have started getting orders from all our U.S. customers. And the opportunities in next 3 more years is going to be great. And we are expecting, quite a good growth in the U.S. export.
And my second question is, sir, what would be the TAM of inverted duty transformers in U.S. as well as in India?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
What could be the TAM of inverted duty transformers in U.S. as well as in India?
We are getting is only in India and some of the Middle East countries. And India, you already have like government data where government is targeting almost 50 to 55 gigawatts of renewable energy. So that is the market which India has.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to shortage of time, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alay Jay Shah, Chairman Managing Director from Silchar Technologies, for closing comments.
So I thank you everybody to participate in this investor meet. And we are very confident for this coming year for the growth and profitability. Last year was in a turbulent year in terms of the U.S. tariff and this Middle East crisis. But we are hopeful that the situation will become normal in Middle East and things will become normal, very soon. Thank you once again for the participation.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Avendus Spark, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may not disconnect the line. Thank you.